President-elect Joe Biden is planning to outline his vaccine plan today. He wants 100 million vaccine doses administered in his first 100 days in office. Yesterday, he outlined a $1.9 trillion rescue and recovery package with the goal of fighting the pandemic, sending funding to states, and giving direct payments to individuals.
Direct cash payments, extended unemployment insurance, rent relief, food assistance, keeping essential frontline workers on the job, aid to small businesses. These are the key elements to the American Rescue Plan that would lift 12 million Americans out of poverty.
Of course, the plan first has to pass Congress. We've asked Jason Furman to give us his take on the idea. He is professor of economics at Harvard. He was the chair of the Council of Economic Advisers during the Obama administration. Welcome, Professor.
Thanks for having me.
What do you think of the bill, and what do you think the most important parts of it are to you?
It's an incredibly bold proposal. Larger than anything we've ever done before in response to an economic crisis, larger than anything happening anywhere else in the world. I think it's welcome, and I think of it as having three important things. Number one, funding and controlling the virus. Number two, getting our economy going again. And number three, a real down payment on a structural reform to reduce child poverty.
Let's talk about that. You said it's the most impressive and ambitious child poverty plan ever in the United States. How would it work? What specifically are you talking about there?
Right. The most important is that right now we have a tax credit, which is $2,000 per child. But if you're very low income, you don't get the full $2,000. In fact, you might get no money at all. And what he proposes is to raise it to $3,000 a child, and to make it a cash check that everyone who would get, even low-income households, be $3,600 for families with smaller children. And that comes together with other proposals like raising the minimum wage and expanding the earned income tax credit.
Right. It would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The Congressional Budget Office, though, has estimated that while it could raise wages for 17 million workers, it also cost 1.3 million jobs. So the question is now a good time to raise the minimum wage when so many small businesses are hurting?
Yeah, I think now is a good time to pass legislation to raise the minimum wage. You want to make sure that you're phasing it in over time so that businesses and the economy have the ability to adjust to it. I certainly wouldn't, jump up to $15 an hour right now, which for many businesses would work just fine. But for a lot of small businesses in a lot of parts of the country, that would be too high too fast.
I wonder about the Moody's report that says this approach by Joe Biden will create 18 million jobs in his first term. Do you see that same kind of job windfall?
Well, we're about 11.5 million jobs short of where we are now. And then on top of that, you'd normally want about 1.5 million jobs a year. So that Moody's number is basically saying that with this plan, we'd get to where we should get, make up that hole that we're in, and then keep growing with the economy. I think that's very plausible.
So how about the overall price tag, $1.9 trillion? What would you tell people who are very concerned about spending that's just too much money right now?
Yeah. So the size will get adjusted in the congressional process. I think this is probably a ceiling. I personally think if it went down a little bit, it would still be a lot of money, and that would be okay. But broadly speaking, the United States has the fiscal room to do something like this. We can afford to because interest rates are incredibly low. In fact, we're borrowing at lower than the rate of inflation. So when we borrow money today, we're repaying money that's less valuable than it a decade ago. It's a little bit like the financial markets screaming out that they want more of this to happen. They care more about a strong economy than they do about the borrowing. And I certainly think we should all feel the same way.
So still, there are a lot of questions about whether it will pass, how much of it will pass. What would you say Americans can expect if it does pass? How will their lives be different?
The most important is that people will get vaccines sooner. They're more likely that if their children get back to school and are getting tested for COVID in school, and that our lives are returning to normal more quickly. The second thing you'd notice is, you'd get a check if your income wasn't above the threshold. You would get unemployment insurance if you lose your job. Your city is less likely to...
Thank you, though. Jason Furman, professor of economics at Harvard. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.